The United States Director of National Intelligence is pushing back on skepticism of alleged Russian hacking in the U.S. election. Without mentioning him by name, James Clapper appeared to criticize President-elect Donald Trump today in his testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee, saying policymakers should always be skeptical.
But I think there's a difference between skepticism and disparagement.
Well, joining us now with more is NPR's congressional reporter Scott Detrow. Hi there, Scott.
Hey there.
So, first of all, Clapper wouldn't say much about some specifics of a review that was ordered by the Obama administration back in November, but he did say that it's done and that an unclassified version will be released next week. So, based on what intelligence officials did say today, could we glean anything about what's in their investigation?
A little bit. Clapper and the other officials who testified did mostly stick to the broad statements that we saw come out from the Intelligence Committee, you know, in October and a couple times since then, saying he wants to stick to previous public statements now. We're going to see more details of this next week. He does remain confident, in fact, more confident that Russia was involved in this hacking, that they did carry out these operations with the goal of influencing the election, and that this was something that was authorized at the highest levels of Russian government. There was one new thing that Clapper said today that was interesting. He said this was a multifaceted campaign, and here's a quote, "The hacking was only one part of it. It also entailed classical propaganda, disinformation, and fake news." So that's going to be something to look for when this report comes out next week. I think the big question now is how much of this report people like you and me we'll get to actually read, because a lot of this information is classified. But Clapper said he's going to push aggressively to unclassify as much of it as possible, because with all the politicization around this, he wants to have a lot of specific evidence out in the public view.
OK, so we'll talk more about American cybersecurity in just a moment, because, of course, that was the, you know, a major issue in today's testimony. But let's just jump to straight to the relationship between President-elect Donald Trump and the intelligence community, because that did come up today. I mean, on Twitter, the president-elect cited WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange today, once again casting doubt on intelligence reports about Russian hacking. But then he also tweeted that he's, quote, a fan of, quote, intelligence. I mean, what did senators and intelligence officials in today's testimony have to say about the relationship between the next president and the intelligence community?
It came up a lot, and I would say that Democrats were very blunt about it, specifically talking about their concerns about Donald Trump's criticism of the intelligence community, trashing the intelligence community. That's how Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill put it. With Republicans, it was clear they were talking about Trump, but it was you kind of had to infer it. There was one exchange that John McCain had with Clapper where he said, "I want to talk about Julian Assange," and said that, you know, is it correct that Julian Assange and WikiLeaks have released information that has put American operatives in harm's way? Clapper said that's the case. Yes. And McCain said, "If that's so, should we give him any credibility at all?" And Clapper said, "You know, I don't think so." You know, this coming a day after President-elect Trump is tweeting quotes from Julian Assange seemingly approvingly, I think that was very clearly a rebuke from both men to the president-elect, who's embracing Julian Assange, but stiff-arming the intelligence community. Mm-hmm. Of course, Clapper and other intelligence officials will be meeting with Trump in person tomorrow.
Well, let's hear a little bit more of what Senator McCain had to say. He's the chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee, and here's a comment from him about the United States and its comprehensive or lack of comprehensive cybersecurity strategy.
"This appearance of weakness has been provocative to our adversaries, who have attacked us again and again with growing severity. Unless we demonstrate that the costs of attacking the United States outweigh the perceived benefits, these cyber attacks will only grow."
Did the intelligence officials shed any more light about cybersecurity efforts underway in the U.S. or for the U.S. government?
Well, this hasn't just been Russia. I mean, there have been several instances of this. There was high-profile Chinese espionage in terms of getting into government systems a few years ago. There was, of course, that North Korean incident where they hacked into Sony and released thousands and thousands of reams of private information and private emails in response to a movie they didn't like. So this has been happening, and this has been escalating, and there was a lot of worry and criticism from all the a lot of the senators on the panel saying that the United States needs a clearer strategy on this. One thing that Clapper did say is that, you know, it's tough to have deterrence when it comes to cyber warfare as opposed to nuclear warfare, because this is very nebulous and it's not clear. Every cyber attack can be different. Every countermeasure can be different. And it's tough for two countries to eye each other up and say, well, it's not worth doing X because you'll do Y like you can in conventional warfare.
Well, that's Scott Detrow, NPR's congressional reporter. Scott, many thanks.
Thank you.